The passage of another Canada Day has left a sour taste in the mouths of some people fighting to be recognized as Canadian. They are the British and European-born children of Canadian soldiers who served overseas during the Second World War. Most understood they had the same status as their fathers when they landed in Canada 60 years ago, but many have discovered that changes in the law since then have meant that if they didn't actively retain their Canadian citizenship, they lost it. Kurt Petrovich reports.
About 20,000 children born overseas to Canadian servicemen during the Second World War eventually came to Canada. Stuart Martin was one of them. He lived here until he was 12, and then his father took the whole family to England. That was over 40 years ago.
And I was born there, sure. I served a long time in the British Army over there, sure. I understand all that. But what people don't understand is I'm Canadian.
Not according to Citizenship and Immigration Canada. The department says Martin lost his status when the law changed decades ago and excluded people who weren't born in Canada or living in the country at the time unless they took steps to retain their citizenship.
How do you know that you have to apply for retention of your Canadian citizenship?
The department didn't do anything to advise Martin or thousands like him. Now, 60 years old, Martin is trying to stay in Canada as a landed immigrant, dealing with a bureaucracy that takes the better part of a year to respond to applications.
I think it's absolutely bloody crazy, and the frustrating part about it is that there's actually no one you can talk to about it.
Retired Lieutenant General Romeo Dallaire, now a senator, was surprised to find out in the 1970s that the law had wiped away his citizenship because he was born in Holland. Dallaire says that makes no sense.
I think it's an absolutely inhuman process, but I go back that the politicians are the responsible for changing legislation, so have them change it to absorb these people.
Last year, Parliament did pass a law allowing people who were born in Canada and removed by a parent to reclaim their citizenship, but it doesn't apply to people like Martin. And lawyers for the government went to federal court in B.C. last month to keep it that way. Kurt Petrovich, CBC News, Vancouver.
You can hear more about the man whose case is at the center of the court battle over citizenship tonight on The World at 6.